Saint Felix of Cantalice, 16th century Capuchin friar, came from a peasant family and worked as a laborer in the fields until one day his oxen bolted and pulled the plow over him, and everyone, including himself, thought that he had been hurt terribly, but he was, aside from his clothing, he was completely unhurt. And he felt it was a sign from God. He immediately asked to be relieved from his duties and applied for entrance into the nearby Capuchin convent, and was eventually accepted. And he lived as a humble lay brother, just simply seeking to do the will of God, lived in relative obscurity during his time there in Cantalice, and eventually he was transferred to Rome. And in Rome, for 42 years, he was the questor. He was the one who went out begging for the friars. In the rule of St. Francis, we're told that the friars are to support themselves by their work, and in the early days that meant that the friars would very often work in the fields and do whatever they could and receive for their labor, not coins or money, but whatever they needed for their sustenance, food and clothing and the rest. But in places like Rome and other towns where they weren't always able to provide for themselves in that manner, and from in a secondary way, St. Francis urged them to have recourse to the table of the Lord. The table of the Lord was begging. So the friars would go through the town and ring a bell or call out, and people would bring them food and whatever they needed. So this is what he did for 42 years. And people were greatly edified by his behavior. He came to be known as Friar Deo Gratias, because his thanksgiving for all that was given him were the words Deo Gratias. And we don't all, or even the friars are not called primarily to live in this fashion by going out begging, but it is a recourse that we can have if we can't provide for ourselves in other ways. But this form of poverty practiced by religious, especially by Franciscans, is meant to help us realize how poor Christ became for our sake, that he emptied himself and became one of us, became a slave, born in the likeness of men. And it helps us also to realize how dependent we are on this self-emptying of Christ. Christ emptied himself, took the form of a slave, so that we could become heirs of the kingdom of God. St. Francis also talks about this in the rule, Christ became poor for our sake so that we might become rich. And through the poverty of Christ, we become heirs of the kingdom of God, poor in earthly goods, but rich in virtue. And the other aspect of this, we think about the poverty of Christ and how through his poverty we become rich. But the other point about in this is that we are ultimately dependent on God's grace. We are really poor. We really have nothing. Everything that we've received from the hands of God. And no matter what we gain in this life, if we don't have his grace, we are utterly poor, because we are a bad merchant. You know, we're doing business poorly, because in the end we lose everything. And that's what our Lord means when he says, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world but to lose his own soul? And in respect to the grace of God and the salvation of our souls, we are poor. We are dirt poor, because we are mortal and we are going to return to dirt. And the grace of God is something that he has given to us gratuitously, and we are totally dependent on him. And so we try to be generous with those around us in remembering how poor we really are, and we try to be open to the generosity of others as well. We are all members of the same family, and God has so arranged things in the present state of the economy of grace, where we're all burdened by our sins, that we're meant to bear each other's burdens. That's part of being poor. We have these burdens, and we're also a family, so we have to bear the poverty of others as well and help them in their poverty. And this is, you know, one of the reasons why the church so vigorously defends the dignity of the human person, and will not succumb to the argument that the poor and the sick and the disabled, the very, very young, the unborn, and the very, very old are a burden on society. You could say, in the way in which that the world understands that, that's false. But of course they're a burden on society. They're a burden on us, and they're meant to be. But we're meant to transform the burdens that we carry by the grace and the cross of Christ, so that it becomes light and easy and sweet after the manner of Jesus, who carried our burdens out of love for us. We are meant to bear one another's burdens, and the poverty of people, which is lifted up to God in a spirit of sacrifice through Christ and through the Eucharist, that poverty is pleasing to God. Our Lord offered his poverty. He died naked on the cross, and he's a prisoner of our love, of love in the tabernacle, and we have him under our control, you might say. So all of us are meant to recognize that those in need around us should not become a burden in the way that the Lord, in the way that the world tells us that they're a burden, but they should be a burden after the manner of Christ, who carried, you know, our sins. We should learn from our Lord how to carry the burdens of each other, and how to, in humility, to allow others to carry our burdens as well. When we are sick or in need, we ought to have the humility to ask for what we need, and to be good patients. Saint Francis says in the rule that those brothers who are sick should freely and with confidence tell their brothers that they are in need, and receive with humility the care of their brethren. They shouldn't be a burden, you know. They shouldn't complain or refuse to carry their cross. But at the same time, we're all connected, and we are all called to live the poverty of Christ, and to lift up our hearts in that poverty, because in the grace of Christ, he has made us rich. And he transforms suffering, he transforms sickness, he transforms the disabilities of the sick and the infirm and of the old. He transforms the innocence and the helplessness of the unborn child. And all of that is valuable in his eyes. No person is lacking the dignity that God has bestowed on on him or her, no matter how poor they are. Christ has transformed our poverty and made it holy. And may Saint Felix of Cantalice, who always had the humility to recognize his poverty and was never embarrassed to ask for alms for the love of God, and never stingy in his own willingness to help those in need. May St. Felix of Cantalice make us more generous and grateful for the poverty of Christ that has made us heirs of the kingdom of God.